Val Williams is an executive leadership consultant and a master certified coach, specializing in the unique challenges of leadership at the senior executive ranks. Now, Val, you coach many executives who are high achievers, but when they advance to more senior executive positions, they find themselves facing some unexpected challenges. What are those?
This is what I call blind spots. An interesting thing happens for high achievers when they start to move up in the ranks. They've been successful. They've gotten themselves to director level or vice president level. And then something happens. High achievers hit the end of their winning formula. They had this formula for success, and it worked. But then they reach a point when they're reaching for the more senior executive levels, when they're reaching for C-level or senior VP level, the same things that helped them earlier, they don't work anymore. What I call the end of your winning formula.
How do you define a winning formula?
I'll give you an example of a vice president that I coached. She was the vice president of marketing for a financial services company. She had been there 14 years. She had been steadily promoted. And this was her winning formula, pulling together cross-functional teams. So when she was going to do a marketing thing, she pulled together sales, operations, IT, legal. And she was able to create some marketing campaigns that really accelerated the new products that the company developed. But after being a VP for a few years, her goal was to become senior vice president of all of marketing operations. And unfortunately, here's what happened. She was passed over. So when she went to her boss to get feedback, she wanted to know, like, what happened? And to her surprise, he said she was not innovative enough. She was stunned. She said, I've been here for 14 years. I've been rated exceptional. I'm the same person. Her boss said, that's the problem. You're the same person. But for that senior VP job, we need someone that'll give us a new direction, not just execute on a direction we already have. So that was her former winning formula, and now it's a blind spot.
Well, then how does one create a new winning formula and overcome the previous one?
The first way to overcome it, and this is what a lot of high achievers don't even realize, there is such a thing as the end of any winning formula. Anything that you've been doing comes to an end when you're in a different situation. And the important thing to realize is that this is unrelated to a high achiever's talent or ability. Your talent and your ability is still there, but you need a new formula. The next thing to do is to realize that when you get to the senior executive levels, it really is a completely different game that you're playing. And frankly, organizations don't always prepare executives for this. Once you get to the more senior executive levels, it's actually about creating a new game. It's not about just saying, okay, the company needs us to do this, let's go do it. They're looking to you at this point to say, what game should we be playing?
So what do you advise senior executives to do to create a new winning formula?
When I'm coaching senior executives, here's what I would say. Ask yourself every day, how are you creating value today in this new job? And the things that you used to do that got you ahead as a high achiever, they may not be the same things you need to do now. Get clarity on what is the winning formula you need at this new, more senior executive level to continue to create great value.
Val Williams addresses how to manage the blind spot of the end of your winning formula in her book, The Influence Puzzle, available on Amazon and her website, www.valwilliams.com.